Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this session of the SA Film Festival. We've been running since Friday with events here and at Birkbeck and at the Goethe. I'd encourage you to have a look at the programme of the festival if you haven't seen one yet. There's still a lot more to come after tonight's event. Notably, there are two more screenings here at the ICA. Tomorrow night, we have an amazing Taiwanese film called Le Moulin, and Yali Huang, the director, is actually going to be with us tomorrow to introduce the film. He was with us at a great event this afternoon with George Clark that we just had down at Birkbeck. It's a really, really fantastic film. And then our last night at the ICA is going to be with Kevin B. Lee, who's actually with us today as well for today's event. And he's going to be doing a kind of lecture performance around the social and political ramifications of the audiovisual essay. So two really great events here. But we also have some amazing stuff coming up at Birkbeck. Notably tomorrow, we have a program that's been curated by Katie Grant and Sarah Wood, which is called Perfidious Albion. So on the day that we formally decide to leave the Invoke Article 50, it's actually turned out to be quite a good program. And there's 35mm print of The Last of England, there's Humphrey Jennings, there's Isaac Julian, there's all sorts of amazing stuff happening tomorrow afternoon at Birkbeck. We also have, on Friday night at Birkbeck, we have an Iranian film called Film Farsi, which is an amazing collage of a found footage film, really, about popular film in Iran before the revolution by Ehsan Koshbakht. And again, he'll be there to present the film. And I'd also recommend on Saturday, we have Jocelyne Saab, the Lebanese filmmaker, who's going to be presenting her famous Beirut trilogy, these three amazing essay films that she made during the civil wars in the Lebanon in the 1970s. So there's some really great stuff there. So have a look, please do. So about tonight, I will just hand over to, we have obviously, you've come to see The No Parables, and you're probably aware that Deborah Stratman is here herself to talk about the film after the projection. And she's going to be in conversation with Kevin B. Lee. So what I'm going to do is just hand over to Kevin. He's just going to say a couple of words to present Deborah. Then I think we'll go straight into the projection and then have the conversation afterwards. So I'd just like you to welcome Deborah Stratman and especially, first of all, Kevin B. Lee. Thank you very much.
I think Deborah and I have agreed to keep our remarks fairly brief. Being Midwest, from the Midwest United States, we're not a very talkative group type of people. But I do want to welcome you and thank you for coming to this screening of this really extraordinary film, The Illinois Parables, by Deborah Stratman. And I think I could just offer a rather personal anecdote, because the first time I met Deborah and really engaged with her work immersively was at the 2013 Flaherty Film Seminar. It was it's a nonfiction week-long film seminar founded by the widow of Robert Flaherty, Francis Flaherty, the pioneers of documentary filmmaking. And the idea was that you would go into a movie theater not knowing what movie you were going to see or who it was from, watch the film, and then immediately enter a space where you meet the filmmaker and grill them for 2 hours. Don't tell them how much you love the film, but really attack everything you found problematic about the film. It's a very, very bizarre experience, it was one of the most transformative experiences I've had. And the tenet of this program was an idea that Francis Flaherty really believed in, which is dispel yourself of preconceptions. No preconceptions when you enter, especially when it comes to films, nonfiction films, films about the worlds we live in. We need to shake ourselves of the knowledge, the frameworks that we've accumulated, and be able to see the world anew. So no preconceptions, which ironically is kind of a preconception in itself, but never mind. I think this is very, very valid, a very, very vivid and helpful way of looking at this film, which is so much about history. It is 11 chapters or 11 parables dealing with different moments in the history of, well, I guess what's now the state of Illinois, but it wasn't always a state. I want to read the Wikipedia definition of parable in case you don't know. A succinct didactic story in prose or verse which illustrates one or more instructive lessons or principles. So didacticism, morals, takeaways, you know, the things that we perpetually want from history, want from experience. And I think this film does an amazing job of really questioning and problematizing those impulses and analyzing how they are put together and what it means for us as witnesses and critical viewers of history to be able to see through them, to see how they're put together, to take them apart, and then become active participants in the making of meaning ourselves. So I hope I didn't spoil. All right. So without further ado, I want to introduce Deborah Stratman.
Thank you, Kevin and Michael, and the SA Film Festival and ICA for hosting this. A world rid of habit, as Ben Rivers would say. I guess to go along with that, I won't say much else besides the fact that we are screening on 16 from a 16 print from a projector that's in the room. So the closer you are to the back, the more you will hear the sound of the projector. If that's not something you love to hear, then I suggest you move more to the front. And or if you love to hear the sound of the projector, then move more to the back. And I'll see you in an hour. Okay, thanks for coming.